743 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It is the WEOL Morning Show. It's our first Thursday of the month. That means we get our visit from Lorain County Public Health, our monthly checkup. And today, joining us from Lorain County Public Health, we have Aaron Murphy, Director of Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention, and also Director of Community Health, Joanne Ferrito. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit of some New Year's resolutions, or at least resolutions. We think a lot of times of exercising, eating right, that type of thing. But today we're going to focus, I guess, on one other health-related resolution people can make. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, at the health department, we always are encouraging people to have healthy lifestyles. Like you said, eat healthy, exercise. Well, we want people to also think about their vaccines at this time of year as well, too. It's important to know if you're behind or if there's any vaccines you might be needing. We know that vaccines are the best way to protect yourself against vaccine-preventable diseases. We tend to get a lot of vaccines as a child. You know, as infants growing up, you get them before you go back to school. But what people don't often realize is even adults and older adults need to continue to get vaccines. There's a lot of times you'll need to be getting boosters as well as new vaccines that are out there. So it's important that everybody knows where they're at with their vaccine status. So that's kind of our plug today is you know what your vaccine status is. So talk to your healthcare provider or get a hold of us at LorainCountyHealth.com. And ask for a copy of your shot record. Knowing if you're behind on anything is going to help you be able to get protected. And you can talk to one of our public health nurses, and they can go over your shot record with you and get you scheduled and get you caught up to date.
In recent years, a lot of attention has been on COVID shots, COVID boosters, and now flu season, flu shots. Can we still get flu vaccines?
Oh, absolutely. It is not too late to get flu vaccine. You know, flu is around all year long. We typically, you know, call our flu season is usually, you know, November through March is our typical flu season, with our peak being January, February, March. This year was very unique. We saw flu starting very early in the season, and it peaked very early. We had very high rates all through November and December. And we are going to continue to see those high rates, you know, the peaks and valleys going up and down. So it isn't too late. If you come in and get your flu vaccine now, you're going to get protection for the rest of this winter and into early spring.
Let's talk about some other vaccines. What other ones would be on that list of things that people might want to see if they have? And, of course, a lot of it has to do with your age, also maybe the last time you had one of these.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. And so when we're talking vaccines for adults, it's important that, you know, people are staying boosted and up to date. And so one of those that we see a lot is the Tdap, which is your tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, or your whooping cough vaccine. And that's a vaccine that adults should get every 10 years. And it's really important for new parents or even grandparents or caregivers that are going to take care of small children that aren't fully protected against whooping cough. The best way that they can prevent them that from spreading is to be getting up to date themselves. So that should be given every 10 years. Also, shingles vaccine is very important. Anybody that has had chickenpox as a child is still at risk for getting shingles because we know that shingles is caused by the chickenpox vaccine and then the pneumonia vaccine for anyone 65 years and older or anyone who might have some high risk or some chronic disease issues. And some good news that recently just came out is with the Inflation Reduction Act. So starting January 1st of this year, people that have Medicare Part D are now going to be able to receive more of these recommended vaccines at no cost sharing and no deductibles for them. So, you know, that used to be a barrier for some people. It used to have an out-of-pocket charge for them. Now, if they have Medicare Part D, they're going to be able to receive these vaccines. So, again, giving us a call at the health department, we can have one of our public health nurses check to see if you're due for any of these shots and to find out if maybe your insurance will now cover these for you.
And there's a lot of places that you mentioned, Lorain County Public Health, other places, though, some pharmacies offer different types of vaccines, too, as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere you can go is great. You know, certainly if you've got a medical provider, we always encourage you to get a hold of your doctor. You can get vaccines there, any of the local pharmacies. And then again, at the health department, we can take care of anyone who needs anything.
I look at the one about related to tetanus, and I do remember in my wallet somewhere, I have a piece of paper with a date on it just because I remember at some point, when's the last time you had your tetanus shot? Because if you come in with some sort of laceration or something,
right,
that they always want to check on that, and you're like, I'm not quite
right,
sure. But it's a good idea just to kind of keep up on that. Let's talk about some of the life-saving vaccines that are available for children as well. What's some things that we want to make sure that they're getting?
Right. And, you know, like I'd mentioned earlier, children get a lot of vaccines, you know, early on, and it's important that they continue with their schedule and stay on schedule for that, you know, for all those vaccines. But they're going to want to be protected against hepatitis A, hepatitis B, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, and then, of course, pertussis as well, too. And it's important to know right now, you know, that your kids are up to date. There has been an outbreak of measles in central Ohio near the Columbus area. There currently are no cases in Lorain County, but we do know that measles is a very contagious disease, and it's spread very easily, you know, through respiratory droplets. So it's important that our families are keeping up to date and making sure that their kids are protected against all vaccines.
When you're getting vaccines, do you need to space things out, or can you kind of get everything all at once, or what's the best recommendation?
Yeah, no, there is a schedule that is developed, you know, based on each vaccine and based on the child's age. And again, there are certain recommendations that we encourage everyone to follow those schedules, because it may take several doses or several vaccines in order to get that child fully protected. So anytime you skip or miss a vaccine, you're just prolonging that full protection that they're going to have. But there's always ways to stay up to date and to get people caught up if they do get behind.
Sometimes the vaccines come to mind just because there's some sort of public awareness campaign that's out there. You'll see an advertisement or some sort of announcement related to that to think whether or not that's something that you need to get. But as you mentioned, best to talk with your physician to understand what else. Now, are some of these, if you have certain preconditions of certain things, do they have to be careful of what vaccines they give you, or is there any indication of that, or is it pretty
much? Yeah, you know, we know vaccines are very safe. You know, there may be situations where certain vaccines may not be appropriate, depending if it's a live vaccine or not. And again, that's where a good conversation with either a healthcare provider or one of our public health nurses can help, you know, determine what's going to be the best course and which vaccine will be best for you.
Sounds good. Well, can people get more information about some of the things we've talked about today, or at least maybe start checking to make sure their records are up to date on that?
Yeah, so certainly if they visit our website, LorainCountyHealth.com, you can request a copy of your state shot record there. There's no charge for that. You can either have it mailed to you, you can pick it up in person, or we can email it to you. Or if you just simply have questions, call us directly at the health department and ask to speak to a public health nurse, and we can answer any questions you might have about vaccines or the flu or even COVID.
Sounds great. LorainCountyHealth.com, a good place to go for that. They got a great information as well, and also maybe some inspiration about how to stay healthy. As we started at the beginning, talking about eating right, exercising, they've got a lot of great information out there, as well as all this about the vaccines. Joanne Ferrito, Director of Community Health, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Also, Aaron Murphy here with the Lorain County Public Health. And again, you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com.